guest analyst this afternoon, Ben Buckner with Ag Resource Company. Ben, seeing a bit of a two-sided close here this afternoon. We're off our highs.
Yeah. It's been kind of a day of recovery, but not a lot of, I think, enthusiasm on either side of the market. It probably starts with soybeans being oversold, and so that generally must be reconciled over any length of time. So that's part of it. China lowering lending rates over the weekend also kind of helped. You know, China's doing all it can kind of jumpstart its economy. We'll see if it works, but they are being pretty proactive. And then I think corn is just very cheap in the world market. So as we're concerned about maybe Chinese demand for, you know, raw materials in the long run and big U.S. corn yields, it's pretty clear that as we're seeing, you know, U.S. Gulf corn being the cheapest origin in the world, kind of simultaneously we're selling lots of tonnages into the market. I think last week we sold on a known basis like 154 million bushels in the two-week period ending last Thursday. Did another tranche of sales to unknown in Mexico this morning. So, yeah, there is value in corn where it exists today. But I think it's just kind of a lot of uncertainty. Have it, both the bulls and bears probably struggle for leverage over the next couple of weeks.
You see us more of a sideways type market then?
I do, yeah. It's just hard until we know, you know, the details of kind of U.S. federal leadership November 5th onward. It's very hard to, I think, take a real stab at large new positions. And then very soon after that, it's really December and January that determine the details of South American corn and soybean production. So much, much more is unknown than known today. And so you kind of see, you know, value below $10 in beans and at or below $4 in corn. So you're going to find demand there, but the follow-through buying probably does await weather and the U.S. election.
Okay. Looks like maybe a little profit-taking more on the livestock side, huh?
Yeah, I think that's about it. I think it's kind of hard to be bearish of things. You know, the hog market over the next 8 months or so does need to find, you know, increased exports. But the livestock cattle, it's kind of a broken record. But, you know, as we kind of travel the country and talk to people, it does seem like I don't think there's going to be much expansion in the short or medium terms. And, you know, beef cattle, and I think the dairy market as well, until that happens, kind of and this neutral but very much elevated price range. And again, I don't think there's going to be much to disrupt that, at least for the next one or two quarters.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
I that's kind of it. You're always kind of waiting, again, on the election first and then what South American soil moisture is on December 1st. Those two will be, by far, I think, the biggest drivers of price discovery. So it's kind of a keep-your-head-on-a-swivel kind of marketplace to us.
Ag Resource Company market analyst Ben Buckner.